are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Dina Martinez, and Greg is out of the studio today. He had prior commitments, so sadly, he's not going to be in the studio, but I have special guest, Ben Roman.
Hello, everybody.
You may know him from Thursday night.
Very quite. It's very, very possible.
It's quite possible. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm actually doing really well. I've had an amazing past three-day weekend.
A three-day weekend.
Yeah.
Nice. Jealous.
Don't be jealous. It involved lots of work, but it was good work.
Good.
Yeah, so I can't complain.
What kind of work? Sex work?
No, that would be your...
Patchwork?
Yes, I've been working on patchwork for the past 3 days. No, work that I have at the Magic Castle, and then work on my music as well. So,
oh, fun, good.
Lots of good things happening right now.
Mama likey.
Daddy like mama.
That was stupid. Okay, guys, we are going to have Charlene from Logos Gimme Sugar in the studio tonight, which we're very excited about. She'll be in just a little bit. And we'll also be taking calls today. The number is 818-602-4929.
Operator standing by.
Once again. That number is 818-602-4929. So I had an interesting weekend. I got hired to work a party on Friday night, which was very fun.
I saw the photos, so this is true, folks.
It was really fun. It was Megan Brooks, Morgan, Detox, and myself. Three of us trolling about through. Did I say trolling?
You did.
What is the word? Strolling, I guess, would be, I don't know. Anyway, tramping about. How about that? Tramping about through this palatial estate in the hills. It was fucking gorgeous. Gorgeous, by the way. Fucking gorgeous. The pool was amazing. The bartender, there was one that was really, 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 really hot. And, I need a moment.
But yeah, you're having a moment.
He had this gorgeous tattoo of the tree of life with the serpent and an apple with a bite taken out of the apple, not the serpent. Although if that would have ensued a little bit later, if I'd have had the chance. Ouch. So, it was kind of interesting because the first thing that happened right when I walked in was all these straight women just got all excited that these trannies and drag queens were there. And one of them came up and was like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. And I'm like, thanks, I know. And, which is always my response. And then all of a sudden they're like, can you go talk to my husband? Go flirt with my husband. Go flirt with my husband. Go flirt with her husband. Go flirt with his husband. Wait, her husband. It was really weird. And it was like this game. And I'm like, honey, I need a couple more cocktails before that happens. Especially given the look of your husband.
Look of fright on his face.
And if you're listening to the show, which I doubt you are, I'm sorry. But I had a great time. It was really fun. We had a fabulous time. And I was wearing an over-the-top outfit for sure. And the girls looked hot and sexy. And
they did.
Then and bitches. I love y'all. So it was fun. And then yesterday I went to see, oh my God, Orphan, which I have been like peeing myself over forever.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, I didn't know you were excited to see it.
I'm a horror movie freak and like horror and suspense and scary, anything that's like that. And it was freaky. And let me tell y'all, there is something wrong with Esther. And that is no joke, honey. No joke at all.
So is it scary or just freaky?
It's freaky. It's startling. It's not like, ooh, I'm so scared. But I got startled.
You jumped a few times?
I jumped a few times, yes. I jumped, and my arm still is not well. And it hurts a little bit sometimes.
From the great fall of 2009.
Right? it hurts sometimes when I move kind of sporadically. And so I jumped once and I'm like, ow, ow, ow. But I learned from my lesson.
Oh, Esther.
I know. Girl is fucked up. There is something really fucked up about her. Speaking of which, I also went to see the Queers of Comedy this week. They played at M Bar in LA, and those fuckers are hilarious.
Corey, Teddy, and Mikey.
Oh my God. Peeing my pants the whole time. It was so amazing. It was great. And they're going to actually be in the studio in a couple of weeks, and I forgot the date exactly. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop. Let me look up on my phone. They are going to be in the studio on, I think it's the 23rd. It's the day before, the day after Teddy's birthday. Yes, it's the 23rd. So I'm really excited to have them in. Tonight we're going to have Charlene. I said that. And I want to thank Bruce Daniels once again. I have thanked him so profusely, but I thank you again for coming on the show last week. It was really fun. I had a good time and can't wait to have you back on. So yay.
Yay, Bruce.
Anything more exciting this week? Anything more that was exciting this week?
Oh, this past weekend?
Week or weekend for you?
Well, the highlight of my weekend was the Equality California Awards. For those of you out there who don't know what Equality California is, you can make a quick jaunt on the World Wide Web to EQCA.org to get a full Equality California is the main activist group that handled all the No on Prop 8 effort. You know, all the commercials and the posters, and they're the ones that collected all the money, and they were they weren't the only one, but they were the primary organization. Right. So anyhow, every year they have their amazing awards gala where they honor people who have done amazing things that year. This is my third time going, and it was at the Hyatt Regency on Avenue of the Stars. And you've been down there. It's very, very fancy.
I haven't been in the hotel. They normally don't let me in anything fancy. They're like, girl, you can't wear that here.
You will break something.
And those shoes, we know what you're here for.
When the two honorees of the night were John Duran, who has been mayor of West Hollywood a couple of times, and Judy Chu, who is an amazing Chinese-American woman who has taken on the cause of LGBT because she's one of those people who believe that it's a civil rights issue. And so she used to do a lot of legislation and fighting for hate crimes and discrimination against Chinese Americans. And so she's taken on the gays as the same
Yay.
Way. She's done a lot of amazing work. She's actually, she made transgender part of the category for hate crimes in a couple of the communities that she was working in.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, so she is a rock star. So that was last night, and it was amazing. It was good to be around all these people who put their money where their mouth is. And if they don't have the money, they put their manpower where their mouth is.
Or they put the pedal to the metal,
the man where their mouth is, and just see everyone come together and be inspired and be motivated. It was an amazing experience. So besides that, and finishing the first Harry Potter book, it was a fun
week. The first one. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm about I'm 2000 and late,
honey. I got ya. After the first Harry Potter movie, I read the book. And I read a few of them, and I really enjoyed them. But I don't normally like to read books prior to seeing a movie. And the reason is because it makes it so much... Like, I'm just like, oh, the book was so good.
Yeah, you're let down.
Yeah. But the only one that I did watch that... after I read the book afterwards, and I was let down by the book. Not let down, but I just didn't like it as much, was Devil Wears Prada, which is still one of my favorite movies.
That's a Harry Potter installment?
Devil Wears Prada. I'm just totally kidding. You're a bitch. I totally switched.
You totally switched movies on me.
I went back to me. So I'm very excited. Did you see the new Harry Potter movie?
No, I was going to. And then once I started reading the first book, I decided I'm going to read the book, watch the movie, read the book, watch the movie, and try to have all of them read by the time they release this one on DVD. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Then I got you, yeah. Oh, but it's so good.
It really is?
I love it so much. Yes.
So I'm very excited. I'm excited to finally be on the Harry Potter train.
Yay.
Speaking of Potter, where's Greg?
Greg is doing a leadership conference thing. And
something about leadership.
And I know the name of the organization, but I can't remember. But he committed to it prior to us even starting the radio show. So and there was no way he could get out of it. So sadly, he's not going to be here. He is planning on calling in when he gets a break, which is very exciting. And then the second thing is that next week I'm not going to be here, and I don't know who our guest is going to be.
Detox.
Probably. I'll be in detox. That's what you're.
Perfect.
So no, I'm going to Florida for work and won't be in until right at the breakoff point. So I'm kind of like, oh, whatever.
Whatevs.
And I don't even get to enjoy Florida. So sad about that.
Ooh.
I know, right?
It's like living in Albania or something like that.
Right. Speaking of which, thanks for the segue. Our topics today are going to be peace in Israel.
No peace in Israel.
No peace in Israel. No peace in the Middle East.
Peace.
That's what I meant to say.
In Israel. No, that's a different song.
The next one is
UK quakes. Oh.
Which is stop it. You're scaring me. Albania.
She's been waiting to say that all day.
I have been.
After that, we have the DC debacle of 2009.
Dangerous games.
Hey, I got a question. What's the census?
And the nominees are...
This is not a nominee. This is the next topic. Middle Eastern Nip Tuck. I know you're dying to hear this story about real life Nip Tuck down in the Middle East.
It's true. It's true. And wedded bliss.
Aww. Who doesn't love when two people fall in love and want to stay together for the rest of their lives and eat the same cereal every morning?
Me. Only because I'm jealous. Yeah, I know I've been saying this, but I seriously am obsessed with wedding shows right now, and my wedding is so planned. Now I just have to find the man to marry me. But this week, there are going to be a few birthdays of note. Ooh, to the community. Right. They are not gay that I know of, but they are, you know, very special to our community. The first one is Mary Louise Parker.
Woo!
I know. You guys may know her from
as the best
fried green tomatoes. Yeah. Back in the day, and she's also on Weeds
on
right
Weeds,
now.
Weeds, one of the best shows
everybody
on
loves.
TV right now.
The amazing Martha Stewart's birthday is on the 3rd. Yes, Martha Stewart, the goddess of all domestic bliss. Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, her birthday is on the 4th. And Jerry Halliwell from The Spice Girls. You may know her as Ginger Spice. Her birthday is on the 6th.
Look at me. Dee dee papa beep papa pa. Can't you see?
No. Woo, honey.
That was her big single.
Scream if you wanna go faster.
And then she got hot too. She got really like
skinny. She did. I hate her. I liked her when she was voluptuous too. But and then the crack whore herself, Miss Whitney Houston, on the 9th. She is also releasing a new album single.
Her new single. I don't know if it's been officially released, but I got a legal download copy or a link. I got a link
illegal.
To the song, and it was fun, like a fun dance song. But it was one of those like, I'm gonna rise. I forget what it's called, but I'm gonna rise from the ashes. I'm
out, Phoenix.
Yeah, like a self confidence kind of booster, which to me isn't good on the dance floor.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see,
it's better left for you in your bedroom. Realizing your dreams.
Aww.
With someone like Eric Bana. And his birthday's on the 9th, as well as Audrey Tautou from the amazing film Amélie. And a very long engagement. She was also in that. And a very interesting or a fun film that I loved. L'Auberge Espagnole.
Ooh.
It was so cute, and she was in it for like a hot second. So anyway, once again, our number today at the studio, as always, is 818-602-4929. So if you have any questions for Charlene from the Logo Show, give me sugar. Get them ready, because we're going to be taking calls, bitches. That's what I said. We're going to be taking calls.
Ring my bell.
All right. No peace in the Middle East. This week, Tel Aviv, there was a shooting in a gay center. 3 people are dead. One girl is 17 years old. Another, one of the counselors was 24 years old. And another individual was killed, but they haven't released their identification or anything about them right now. There were 10 people that were wounded, and they are trying to catch the man and treating it as a hate crime. It's really terrible. And I heard that from the Advocate. So
that's terrible, unfortunate news.
Yeah. With all the unrest over there, I mean, this is just one more thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Hopefully they'll see it as more than just violence. They'll see it as violence in reference to sexual orientation.
Yeah.
Which is a conversation that that country needs to have.
Hello. Hello. And they, but they are treating it as a hate crime and being proactive in that,
So at least there's a little positive out of it.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I was on holiday a couple of years back.
You're on holiday. I like that.
Sorry.
You're on vacation.
Deal with it. I like to say, I like to use British words. I was on holiday back in the day and we were in Europe and, there were some little Israeli girls and they're like, oh my God, you're gay? We love the gays. Mike, I have a gay best friend. And the other girl's like, I don't, but it's every girl's dream in Israel. I'm like, oh.
I love that. That's your accent for a young Israeli girl.
I know. And I'm not good at accents. So, in religious news,
yes,
the UK quakes.
Yes, looking at this list of topics, I'm realizing the only ones I remember the copy for are the last half. So I'm going to let you take this next one.
Okay. Really excited. You know, it's always good when you are finding that religious organizations are accepting who you are as a part of society. And the UK Quakers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Are one of the first mainstream religious organizations in UK that are accepting same-sex marriage. They are actually advocating for same-sex marriage, which the UK right now has civil unions, but it's not marriage. But, you know, it's my thing with that, with civil unions is great, we're moving forward, but equal, separate but equal is never right, you know? It may be a step forward, but separate but equal is never good because it just points out, oh, you're a freak, or, oh, you're not a part of, you know, of the mainstream. You're not a part of our country, kind of. I mean, it's good that, like I said, we're moving forward, but it's still, you know, you don't have the same thing. We don't have the same title.
The same
you don't
rights.
Have all the same rights. You've got most of them. So the UK Quakers are saying, we're going to accept same-sex marriages. We are going to advocate for them. So they are asking the government, they're trying to go into the government, talk to the government and have them change the laws to be more proactive to change the laws to make them actual marriage. And it's really cool. They're not forcing anybody to marry anybody because right now, you know, it's not law. So, excuse me. But they are being very proactive and involved in the government to make sure that same-sex marriages are becoming legal and that same-sex couples are being treated the same. And they're even rewriting their prayer books to include same-sex.
That's amazing.
I know. It's so cool.
Yay, Quakers.
Yay, UK Quakers.
Albania. I just learned today that Albania shares borders with Greece, Macedonia. And what was the other one? Do you remember the third one?
Serbia?
With a big question mark
Greece?
In there. Well, I know for sure it's Greece and Macedonia. And I didn't know Macedonia was still around.
And part of it's in the Mediterranean. So, apparently this surprised everyone, which I'm kind of excited about. But Albania's prime minister has laid out a plan to include same-sex marriage or to make it legal and to make it okay in the country. And that's so exciting because the gay activists are like, oh, really? Wow, cool. It seems like they were, you know, caught unawares. So I thought that was really fun, you know, and in the Mediterranean, that's, you know, that's really progressive, especially the further you move away from Europe, the Western Europe, the more, you know, I don't know. They're not all backwards hicks, but you know what I'm saying. On the other hand, I'm from Texas where Kay Bailey Hutchinson, off the topic. I read this and it was so interesting to me. Kay Bailey Hutchinson is, she's a Texas state senator. She is running for governor against Rick Perry, who, although he is kind of handsome, is really this right wing prick. I don't know him personally, so I guess prick is a harsh word, but he's very right wing and very non accepting. Well, Kay Bailey Hutchinson also very Republican, running against him. Her people, she or her people, whatever, embedded keywords or meta tags into their website that gay Rick Perry and gay are, yeah, kind of basically saying that he's gay. And I'm like, oh, that's, first of all, archaic.
Yeah.
Slightly archaic. Second of all,
just a touch.
Really horrible. Okay. Anyway, moving on from Texas politics. Let's go to
the District of Columbia, our nation's capital.
The D.C. debacle.
Hey, Dina, do you tell me about this, about someone dropping the F-bomb inappropriately with the police department?
And not fuck. So there was a gentleman who is an attorney, and sadly, I do not have his name because I am not as prepared as I should be. But he and his friends were talking about the Henry Louis Gates Jr. arrest. I'm so up on my on everything that's going on right now. But they were talking about it, and there were some police officers that were really close, and so this gentleman who's an openly gay attorney said, you know, I hate the cops, because he was so frustrated by the whole situation. And so one of the police officers charged him from like 20 or 30 feet, accosted him, and arrested him. And at one point in time, I guess he was yelling or talking back or whatever, didn't resist arrest, but he was, you know, being very verbal. And the police officer said, shut up, faggot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boo.
And there were a bunch of attorneys that were his comrades that were watching. And there was someone else that the police officer went to this witness and said, you know, can you just let them know that he was resisting arrest? And the witness was like, he wasn't resisting. So that's kind of shady.
Yeah, it's very
shady.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of trouble could he get in? Do you know? The cop?
I don't know. Probably. All I can think of is court-martial. But like, that's the soldier.
You're like, maybe they could behead him or something.
I know, maybe.
Castration.
That would be perfect.
The next topic is dangerous games.
Yes.
And I'll need you to fill in details, but from what I understand, the world-famous gay games that happen every year, the Gay Olympics, happened this year. I guess, I don't know how recent it was, but in Amsterdam, is that right?
It's happening
it's happening right now.
They've just finished or whatever, but
so there's some hot, sweaty gay athletes. Mm-hmm. They either just finished getting hot and sweaty or are getting hot and sweaty right now.
That's true.
In Amsterdam, where I've never been, but I'm dying Amsterdam? To go. You had mentioned Amsterdam. I can't believe it. Call in if you know where it is. where God, there was some unfortunate violence. You want to tell us about it?
Yes. So at the gay games, there was a gentleman who apparently smuggled in
bombs, like,
and
plural,
threw bombs, several bombs on a track prior to an event, injuring a man. And yeah, he threw three bombs, and his backpack was like full of like explosive devices.
Wow. Oh, it's the gay games.
You know, I think I shouldn't even try to be smart. I mean, cause you know, most of the time I'm able to articulate really well, but for some reason when I get on radio, I'm not. But yeah, so it was like this big thing. And then also there were three gentlemen, an Englishman, a Norwegian man, and a Swedish man, who were attacked after the opening ceremony of the gay games. They were treated for minor injuries, but, you know, it's just, it's really crazy. You think, this is the 21st century. Are people still being, you know, it's so crazy that people are still being, you know, targeted for their, you know, sexual orientation and gender preference. And it's just, it's really horrible.
Well, especially so at a public venue like that, where
I know,
other people's lives, you don't ever know what could happen, you know?
And it's not like nobody's going to see you. Yeah. He got arrested.
Yeah.
And hopefully he will be slaughtered. Did I say that? That's wrong. I would never think that about people.
That would kind of suck.
But
if you got slaughtered.
I'm like, all right. Serve him with beans and sauerkraut. Yeah. It's just horrible. It's a travesty. And it's really, yeah, that's what happened. The next one is...
Wait, Dina, I have a question for you.
Ask me.
What's the census?
The census is... Hi. What's up, hot stuff?
Come on in.
Charlene just came in.
Kevin is here with me.
Oh, bring him in.
Oh, see, bring him in.
Okay, so come on, y'all.
The more the merrier.
Excellent. So where are we? What are
we're
we
talking
doing?
About?
Oh, the census. Well, the 2010 census is now going to include same-sex marriages, which I'm really excited about. That's really, you know, data on the same-sex marriage. So
yeah,
we're moving forward.
Huge.
Thank you. Hi.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. We have some visitors here in the studio.
Me too. And then finally, your favorite.
Oh, is this finally?
Oh, wait. Do we have two things? Yes.
Three more things. And the nominees are.
Oh.
The nominees are the Episcopal, Unepiscopal Church.
I think it's the Episcopal Church Diocese in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they just put out nominations for two priests.
Openly gay priests.
Yeah, and they're both openly gay, and they're nominating them. So
as bishops.
That's a really big deal for the nomination. So
it's really exciting.
Yeah, for the bishops.
You know, they're going to be bishops. Uh-huh.
And everyone's favorite, we have a little real-life nip-tuck action going on in the Middle East.
Yes, Saudi Arabian women right now are apparently, it's all the rage to get facelifts and boob jobs.
Ooh, girl.
I know, right? I'm like, good, tell me all about it. I'm like, I'm trying to get a boob job. Can anybody help a girl? That's all I'm saying. And Wedded Bliss. We had two
all you, Dina, it's all you.
Celebrity weddings this week. my future husband, who is getting married, Mark Wahlberg, married Rhea Durham.
Okay.
I'm like, she's a model. I'm like, she's skinny. Honey, I'm made for comfort, not speed, honey.
He will be 87 years old.
Trade in the sports car and come with a Cadillac with all the features.
Oh, she's so excited about it. She done choked on it.
And then Ellie Larder married. Yeah, I know.
I love her.
She's hot.
She's.
I married Hayes MacArthur.
And if you don't know who Ellie Larder is, she's from Heroes.
Heroes.
Among other things.
Yes. So now we have our guests in the studio.
Yes, welcome, guests.
Sorry for my tardiness.
No problem. You could just move up to the microphone.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
She's. I love it. So how you doing, girl?
I'm real, real good. Thank you.
Great. Charlene from Logos, give me sugar. So if any of y'all hot lesbians out there, the number is 818.
Ooh, do not give out my number.
818-602-4929.
She freaked out for a hot second.
I know, right? She can be reached.
Why are you trying to make me break a sweat right
she's
now?
She's all wet, sweating. And I'm just going to say, I've seen that phone so many times right now.
What?
On television.
On television? Ooh, girl.
Girl, I've been watching.
You have?
I have.
And are you all caught up?
Girl, I'm going to tell you. I was raised by lesbians, basically. My sister's a lesbian. My best friend's a lesbian. All of my friends in Texas were lesbians before I moved out here. Now I hate them. Just kidding. I don't. I love y'all.
You love lesbians.
I do. You can attest. And it's like, it's just this strange fascination with lesbians, and I love them. Well, so I'm all into this, but y'all are drama.
Oh.
There is D to the Rama all over the place. And I did say D to the Rama.
You did.
I like that. D to the Rama.
Hello. You know, I'm telling you. Y'all are drama.
Us, yeah, tell us about the show, though, for everyone out there who doesn't know.
Well, for everyone out there who doesn't know what Gimme Sugar is, it's a lesbian reality show. And it follows myself and, well, first season followed me and a bunch of my friends around the LA lesbian scene. And they try to start a night. I help run Truck Stop. I host Truck Stop. I'm an MC there. And it's basically...
Yep, yep.
You love it. You love it. It's like Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
For lesbians. It's like Coyote Ugly mixed with like the Pussycat Dolls kind of thing.
Yeah. And if you are ever in West Hollywood, I like penis as much as the next gay guy. Throw me some pecs in my face and I melt like everyone else. But Truck Stop at Here Lounge on Friday nights is one of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
It's amazing.
It's hot. The girls are fucking hot.
That bartend and then get up there on that bar and mm-hmm. dance with that choreography and like the room, the temperature goes up. You could tell.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, gay, straight, they mm-hmm. love it.
Everybody.
We get so many straight people inside the club. All the gay boys love it. They transfer from the Abbey, from Rage, mm-hmm. from Cantina, and be like, we're going to truck stop.
Mm-hmm. And I know y'all got to go through a lot of mops that night.
My
probably
favorite.
Gets wet up in there when they pop.
My favorite
in
is
more
watching
ways
the,
than
yeah,
one.
Seriously.
Girl.
My favorite is watching the lesbians watch the girls. Like, you can tell the first timers, they look like straight boys in a strip club. They're just like mouth all open, holding on to their cocktail, like just staring.
Right? They are.
So bad.
It's like seeing ice cream for the first time.
It is.
You want to lick it. You just want to get up in there with your mouth.
Right?
So it's hot. It's hot. So that was part of the show.
That was part of the show. Basically, we're showing everybody that, like, to me, like, the show is about, you know, following these girls and following myself and through our daily lives, and our sexuality is so secondary to us. And mm-hmm. a lot of people out in the middle of nowhere or who have like two gay friends don't realize that there is a scene. There are hundreds of gays that are just filtering into
right?
the city and taking over. But, woo. Of course, you know, along with being gay, being lesbian, there is always drama. You cannot escape it. Okay.
I've seen some fights outside that bar.
Right? For real.
Inside that bar.
Same thing with Gimme Sugar Miami. You know what I mean? You just dip into these lives. And we take the concept of truck stop to Miami that I had to start up there from scratch, which was very, very difficult.
I can imagine. Mm-hmm.
It is a hot mess, but...
You created some good friends there.
Oh, girl.
I saw it.
I feel the sarcasm in your voice.
Do you? I tried not to let it drip everywhere, oh, but hey. It did, didn't it? She thought, ooh.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yet? No. Not yet.
But it's, yeah. You know what? Miami, the lesbian scene out there, it's the same drama, different city. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing wherever you go, whether there are 500 lesbians in a club or 5 lesbians in a club. Something's about to stir up.
Or 2 lesbians in a room.
is it a competition reality show, or is it just kind of like documenting? Like,
no, it's just following.
Yeah.
It's just following us and just seeing our lives, the way we deal with love, relationships, friendships, drama, just everything. And there are some people, you know what I mean? Like, don't hide who you are. Like, mm-hmm. it's okay. And you see that sometimes when you're watching gay television and then you hang around with a lot of different other people, you are just blessed to be gay. You know what I mean? Because sometimes gay people, they got problems, and sometimes
it's true.
Damn, our problems really are not that yeah. crazy.
Right. How do you feel about how you're portrayed? Are you being portrayed pretty realistically? Are lesbians being portrayed the way that you want them to be seen on the show?
I would say majority yes, because yeah. I mean, with me, I'm like an open book. I've got nothing to hide. You know what I mean? It's like, this is who I am, and there's so many lesbians out there that they are so closeted. They're so afraid to be themselves. And when they watch our show, yes, it's following, you know, like the development of a new club night and all that stuff. But, you know, on a real level, you're following these girls and everybody is just exactly who they are. And people don't realize that, you know, like, it's okay to be gay. And then there's girls who are watching our show like, how is it that they're just happy and okay and they're gay and I mm-hmm. don't know how to be myself?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say the word lesbian in a room without being looked at. And that's why I think that the show is so important. Other than the entertainment and the drama, it's just important to watch
right.
for other girls to be like, you know what? I'm gay and I'm going to shout it out. I'm going to put my ass on TV. I'm going to make a YouTube video.
Right. She's all, I got my $50 camera. I'm going to show y'all something.
Right?
I love
like
it.
It's just amazing. And it was a lot of fun. The experience was definitely a lot of fun. And hopefully we will get a season 3.
That's awesome. I'm hoping so
yeah.
too.
Yeah, sure. I want all the gays just to be on television. Just
girl, hello.
Showcase them all.
And all of us are trying. Especially out here.
Right?
It is such a... I mean, that's so... Why it's so wonderful to have a channel like Logo to really give middle American gay and lesbians and transgender people, you know, a voice and a face with what's going on in the rest of the world. And because they're so proactive about putting on... very meaningful documentaries and programming. Mm. It's really good. I'm very happy, and I'm very happy to know you.
Ooh, girl.
And have you be all up on air.
Hey.
Representing the girls.
You gotta represent. You gotta represent. And thank goodness for Logo, honestly. And it's amazing. True. And you can catch Give Me Sugar and all the rest of all the Logo shows on logoonline.com. And you it's just a whole world of gay. It's a whole site. Just it gay. Is. Just let
and
it be.
Actually, I went on afterellentoday.com, and I was kind of excited to see some of the drama that was going on there.
Oh, there's a whole lot.
Girl, I was like, ooh, y'all are serious. I'm like, now they're going to have After Dina. That's coming next.
Oh, hey.
Oh, girl, the trans.
Is that for real, or hello. Is that a plug? What is that?
I'm like, what? Hello. Hello, Logo.
Right, www.afterdina.com.
Exactly. And for you Latinos out there, .com.
And she loves to say that.
I do.
Say one more time. Just one more time.
.com.
Okay.
Awesome. Do you have a personal website or place where
you can
find,
me on Facebook under my name, Charlene Borja. B-O-R-J-A. Or you can find me on Facebook/Gimme Sugar.
All right.
You can find everything on there.
Where can people find it, the Truck Stop Girls online? Anywhere?
Yeah, like, I mean, pictures, Truck Stop video? Truck Stop you can actually find on our Fuse Events page. It's fuseevents.com, and it leads you to our MySpace and our Facebook. And all the girls are all over there. You can type in Truck Stop on YouTube, and you will see all the crazy-ass lesbian videos and why people love to come to Truck Stop. You will just see that excitement, that entertainment, the wetness.
The wetness.
There is wetness.
You can take that however you want.
Everywhere. They go through a lot of slippery floor, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Signs. Girl. Every time I go there, it's like you see these people that are from out of town and they're like, oh my God, they're lesbians. And they get so excited. It's so cute.
They get overwhelmed.
They do.
Because sometimes, like middle America, they go to a lesbian club and there's like, people. Woo, it's packed. 20 people, hey. And then they come into like Truck Stop and it's just like, is there a lesbian concert going on? Right, what is going on? There's a parade. You did not say that.
I know. You know, I love them. I live for them, please. I have the heart of a lesbian. Mm-hmm. I just have the card that says you don't have to lick pussy.
Ooh, hey.
I'm so happy. I don't get to.
No, but Truck Stop, I don't mean to keep raving about Truck Stop, but it really does it right. And hopefully you're going to get the same result in Miami. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because I'm a bar that should remain nameless. Promoters that should remain nameless have tried to do the boy version of that.
Right.
I don't know if you've had a chance to check it out.
Once.
Okay.
Or twice.
The one time I checked it out, I was actually pulled on stage because it was my birthday.
Right.
And I remember thinking, there's no way this could be as sexy as when I saw one of these bitches get pulled up on the bar. And then mm-hmm. a hot girl takes the whiskey, the Jack Daniels, in her mouth and then spits mm-hmm. in her mouth. I'm like, there's no way this could be that hot. And it was not.
Good thing.
No?
And it was not. Yeah, they used Grey Goose because a good gay drinks vodka. And they got them all up in my eyes, in my hair. And it wasn't hot. It wasn't sexy.
No?
This is not what I envisioned.
No, not at all. I mean, I appreciated the free vodka and being blind for like 10 seconds, but... And the attention, but it wasn't that. But I don't think guys can be as sexy that way
mm-hmm.
the way girls can.
Y'all gonna have to tell me what this is because I'm so out of the loop right now.
Girl, for real.
I'm training granny. Listen, mama has a real job right now that she's trying to show up to every day and get that paycheck.
Right? Make that paper, girl. Make that paper.
So tell me about Miami Truck Stop. Is it living?
Is it living? Well, mm-hmm. the last episode has not aired yet, so you need to go holler at that tomorrow night,
10
p.m. on Logo.
Damn, I have to find that up then.
It is the season finale of Give Me Sugar. It's already done. It went by real, real quick. Are you all caught up?
I know
up
it's almost
done.
Yeah, it's like six episodes.
It's six.
Yeah, I watch five.
You watch five? Mm-hmm. Do you see my ass cry all the time?
I love it because that's how I feel most of the time. Everybody's like, why are you crying again? I'm like, it's this.
I just take things real, real to heart.
I know. I know you do. You got a sensitive soul, girl.
I do.
It's lovely.
But seriously, though, I'm glad that people are are becoming fans and really supporting the show and want to aim for a third season, you know?
Now,
television, people want it.
It's true. It's true. Now, I want to let y'all know that it really started happening when Devani showed up.
Right? That's what I'm talking about.
Talk about it. Because that, throughout the whole thing so far, I'm like, she just stirring up. She's putting a spoon in there, and that bitch is stirring. That's all I'm saying. Tell me about it.
What part? What do you want me to spill it? Well, what happened was with Devani, she's one of my best friends. We call each other sissy because we're like sisters. And the thing
I've been called sissy too.
Right. In a different way?
Yes.
Wait, is that a good thing or a bad
thing?
They
didn't love me.
See, the thing is with Devani that people don't get is that you need to be prepared for Devani. You're either going to love her, you're either going to love her or you're going to hate her. But the thing is, the people who hate her don't know her. And the people who do hate her really do love her. Mm-hmm. But
they're selling Devani survival kits now.
Right?
For real.
For real. Well, the thing is that she just does not give a fuck. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like when she has something on her mind, she going to say it. Mm-hmm. If you are looking tragic, she will say it. If you are looking real, real cute, she will say it. Uh-huh. And if there's something that is upsetting her, she will let you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people get taken back by that. They're like, ooh, wow, somebody is being honest.
What is that?
Especially
in LA.
What is going on? Exactly. All plastic. Right. Plastic. Mm-mm.
I'm working on it.
No, but Devani is amazing. And a lot of people just don't know how to take her because she is so brutally honest. Mm-hmm. And
she likes to stir up things. That's what I've seen on TV.
What is your favorite part about Devani?
Girl, y'all know I love y'all. And I'm just sitting here watching this and I'm like, really? Did she say that? Mm-hmm. Did she? She said that. What?
Straight up.
They cut out the nice parts and put all the really crazy ass stuff in there and said, okay, now we're going to make this look more than it is, but still.
There's just a lot. There's a lot. The best is when, because since the episode's already aired, but in the second episode with Jasmine, I was just chilling there in the apartment, like, minding my own business, just having everybody get to know each other, talk. And those two are just mad dogging each other, just staring. Mm-hmm. Just staring. And then out of nowhere, she's just like, you're fake.
Oop. Like, yeah.
Something about to happen. Why you gotta tell somebody they're fake in front of their face?
That's like the worst
face?
Thing you could say, yeah.
Right there. I'm trying to have friends here.
She's calling you out.
Right? Why you gotta call everybody out right now?
And then, of course, Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
That one. She caused a little ruckus. She caused a little ruckus on there.
Mm-hmm.
She made it. I don't know.
Say it, girl. Be honest. Open your mouth.
Girl, I'm just going to be nice. She was like, you know, she was that little thorn that everybody was like, ow, why are you picking? You know what I mean? It was kind of interesting.
Okay, so I'm someone who hasn't seen the show. So you're talking about characters. Like, what's the setup here? Like, who are these? Like, what are the roles these people are playing?
Well, basically, I came to Miami alone. And obviously, in the second episode, Devani surprised me. I had no fucking clue. And I was the happiest person. She just showed up.
She wasn't even supposed to go.
Out of the blue. Out of the blue.
I'm like, her bosses said no.
Right?
Linda and Michelle were like, uh-uh.
Yeah, they told her no.
Sorry, I'm like, I'm all in their life right now.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
see, lesbians, you love them. But starting Trucks Up Miami from scratch out there in Miami, I met all those girls who were already like groups of friends out there. So I was just thrown into the lesbians.
And they're the lesbian scene in Miami?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of people obviously were not happy with me being there. I don't know why. I'm a happy person.
I know, right?
Why like, everybody got problems?
When I first saw you, I was like, this one.
Yeah, you were the fresh fish.
There was something about her.
Yeah, I was fresh meat out there, and I was coming in to start a lesbian night out there, and there's people obviously not too happy about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't competition for me. It was something that was fun. It was for the girls. It's like, relax. Just relax a little bit. Right. Okay? We all trying to have fun. Mm-hmm. But a lot
like,
of the girls,
I'm just
it was
doing
interesting.
What I'm supposed to do.
Right? It was interesting getting to know people, you know, especially not just like one person. It was like getting to know, I need to know a whole group of friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that was
have them be fans and try to convince them that there's this new lesbian night coming in and you should come. Mm-hmm. Like, what, you know, what am I going to do? Because here in LA, I know all the lesbians. I've been in the lesbian scene for so long. If we, you know, if Fuse Events was going to start a new night, girls are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And with me going into Miami fresh, brand new, everybody was just like,
Like, who does she think she is? Coming in here.
Yeah.
Coming to my house.
Right?
We're running out of low on time, but tell me real quick about your trip to Europe.
Ooh, girl.
She just went out. Did you go to...
I got the whole story.
Tell me three highlights.
Three highlights. I went to London and Barcelona, which was amazing.
I love London.
Barcelona. but London was amazing. Barcelona was amazing. It was just very life-changing for me. I met a lot of amazing people from so many different countries that they just opened my heart up to a lot more to life. And so it's because a lot of people are just so much in a fucking hurry. They forget about the beauty of life because they're just so caught up in their jobs, their routines and everything. But you go out there and then you have no sense of damn time. And you're just like, I'm chill my ass right here. People are happy. I want to be part of this group.
Right?
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And traveling just makes me want to travel for the rest of my life just to see more culture. I've been in LA for 27 years. So I'm like,
girl,
time to venture out.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. You want to go on a trip?
Girl, I want to go on a trip. Trust. Mama's been trying to go back to Paris for a long time.
Oh, hey.
Oh, girl.
You
my
love
heart.
Paris?
I love Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Love Paris.
I want a crepe. Actually, I'm craving one right now.
Let's go get you a crepe.
So, Charlene, for all the girls listening, are you on the market?
I am single.
Yeah?
But I did meet someone in Europe, so.
So long distance.
I love
pen pal
it.
Kind of thing right now, or what?
Pen pal.
Skype.
BBM. BBM.
Hello.
Text message. Calling cards.
So Truck Stop is?
Every Friday night. Truck Stop is every Friday night in West Hollywood at Here Lounge.
696 North Robertson.
West Hollywood.
And you can find her on Facebook, Charlene Borgia.
On Facebook. And please, for all you lesbians and gay boys and everybody else out there, all the straight people, transgender, everybody, check out Gimme Sugar and Gimme Sugar Miami. You can find it on logoonline.com or you can buy it on iTunes for $8 every season.
Is that the whole season?
Plug, plug.
$8?
Plug, plug.
That's serious,
yeah,
girl. I got you.
It is. Plug.
Once again, this is Charlene from Gimme Sugar, Logos Gimme Sugar. I'm Dina Martinez.
Ooh, hey.
I'm Ben Roman, standing in for Greg Potter.
And Greg Potter sends his love, and there was some young lady who wanted me to give you a hug for her.
Who's
from
that?
This little leadership thing that he's going to. So they were like, oh, give her a hug for me.
Aw, that's sweet.
I know.
That's so cute.
So exciting. We're here every Sunday at 7 to 8, the Dina and Greg Show. And you can find us on Dina and Greg with 2 G's, G-R-E-G-G, show.com. Visit us and make sure that next week you're here for our exciting guest, whom I don't know who it's going to be. And since Greg will be taking over the helm for the week, or taking back over, he will let you know and have fun, and I will call in and say, hey, bitches, what up?
Where you
so
going?
I'm like, girl, I'm going to Miami.
Ooh, hey.
For like 3 days, and I'm on 2.5 days, and I'm going to be busy, and it's going to be like, I'm working.
Tan it up.
Girl,
tan it up.
I ain't going to be able to. I'm going to be inside the Western Diplomat.
Okay.
enjoying it, but all not right. doing anything but working. So it's going to be fun, but, you know, whatever.
Ooh, so I like that sound.
Oh, I've got somebody calling in, and sadly, I don't have the time to take the call.
Oh, just one? That 30-second call?
Girl, it's going to be 5 seconds.
Ray's like, ooh, hey. I'm like,
hey, girl.
Ooh, hey. Ooh, hey, pick up the phone. Yeah, because I've got the ooh, hey. No.
Hello, you got like 5 seconds, honey.
Ray's like, oh, fire away.
Hello? You're on the Dean and Greg.
Hello?
Hello?
Hellers.
Yes, hi. I was actually calling because I wanted to give Charlene a shout out, if I may.
All right.
Make it fast.
Do it real quick, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
That was a really quick shout out right there.
And hello? I think I lost you. Once again, you guys are on. I'm like, peace, hollow. Sorry, honey. You guys are on Dina and Greg Show. Once again, DinaandGregShow.com. This is LA Talk Radio. And I'm running late. Love y'all.
Bye.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at LATalkRadio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.